be exceptions. 1. Reimbursement for private school placement. If your child previously received special education and related services under the authority of a local education agency, and you choose to enroll your child in a private preschool, elementary school, or secondary school without the consent or referral by the local education agency, a court or a hearing officer may require the agency to reimburse you for the cost of that enrollment if the court or hearing officer finds that the agency had not made a free appropriate public education available to your child in a timely manner prior to that enrollment, and that the private placement is appropriate. A hearing officer or court may find your placement to be appropriate, even if the placement does not meet the state standards that apply to education provided by the state education agency and local education agencies. 2. Limitation on reimbursement. The cost of reimbursement described in the paragraph above may be reduced or denied. A. If A. At the most recent individualized education program meeting that you attended prior to your removal of your child from the public school, you did not inform the individualized education program team that you were rejecting the placement proposed by the local education agency to provide a free appropriate public education to your child, including stating your concerns and your intent to enroll your child in a private school at public expense, or B, at least 10 business days, including any holidays that occur on a business day, prior to removal of your child from the public school, you did not give written notice to the local education agency of that information. B. If, prior to your removal of your child from the public school, the local education agency provided prior written notice to you of its intent to evaluate your child, including a statement of the purpose of the evaluation that was appropriate and reasonable, but you did not make the child available for the evaluation, or C. Upon a court's finding that your actions were unreasonable. 3. Exceptions to limitation on reimbursement. The cost of reimbursement, A, must not be reduced or denied for failure to provide the notice if, A, the school prevented you from providing this notice, B, you had not received notice of your responsibility to provide the notice described above, or C, compliance with the requirement above would likely result in physical harm to your child, and B, may, in the discretion of the court or a hearing officer, not be reduced or denied for the parent's failure to provide the required notice if, A, the parent is not literate or cannot write in English, or B, compliance with the above requirement would likely result in serious emotional harm to the child.